Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Last evening's sermon, I was told, was good. And it dwelt with anxiety. But there's something in my DNA that will just simply not allow me to give the same sermon twice. So we're going to look at it a little differently today. Seems like yesterday, but it was just years and years and years ago. I was just married. I was in my first job. It was a maintenance man at the local nursing home. Probably one of the most wonderful positions I have ever held, aside from this one. And had that been an option, I probably would still be there. It was just a wonderful place to work. Each spring and fall, they had what was called a spring and fall fair. This was run by the gift shop, by the resale shop that was within the nursing home. And they would raise money, as we do, for different ministries within the nursing home. And so people would bring things. A lot of things would be things that they made that were brand new. Other things would be hand-me-downs. They would be books. Okay, now remember, back then we didn't have iPads and cell phones and all this other stuff, okay? We still read books. Except for me. I didn't read many at all. I've shared that already. You know that. So I walk into the book room, okay? And as I've mentioned in the past, required reading for me, I believe it was my sophomore year in high school, was The Hobbit. And I fell in love with that story and with that book. Bits and pieces of it I have shared many times in sermons. So I went in looking through all the books, looking for The Hobbit, because I wanted my own copy. And there was this wonderful lady working in there at the time, and I knew her well. Her name was Frida. Frida said, "Bill, what are you looking for?" I said, "Frida, I'm looking for The Hobbit." She says, "It's not here." But she said, "It will be tomorrow." "Ah, okay. I'll come back tomorrow." So I did. I came in, and she said, "Here you go. This is what I got." And what I didn't realize at the time is that I was looking for a single story. I had absolutely no idea that there were three other books past that that took this wonderful story and continued it. And believe it or not, she didn't have The Hobbit, but she had the other three that I never knew were there before. And she said, "Here you go." Well, the excitement in me, because now it's a fresh story. It's not something I've read once. Now it's a fresh story, and it's a continuation of the story. And it was the response to my next question that made that memory stick. I said, "Frida, what do I owe you?" Understanding that this was all going for ministry and charity. And she looked at me, and she says, "Nothing." And I said, "Nothing?" And she said, "Bill," she said, "those are books that you don't sell." She says, "Those are books that you give to someone that will truly appreciate them." And I never forgot that. I read those books. And for somebody that you know just struggles with reading, I read those books faithfully every 7 years. Because within that 7-year span, that seemed to be my yearly cycle where things started to slip. And I would reread these three books every 7 years for well over 20 years. And there was always something new and refreshing that I had missed the first time, a different look, a different take. But they truly were special. I still have them. But those words that says, this isn't something that you sell. This isn't something that comes with a condition. This is something that you give to someone who will truly appreciate it. I never forgot it. Jesus looks at his disciples, and in response to their anxiety about life and about physical possessions and what might happen tomorrow, he says, "Don't worry, little flock, because it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God." To give to you the kingdom. Now, the important word here is give. Because it's a word we can trust. There isn't anything attached to it. There's no preconditions. There's no anything. As I explained last night, when you go through the Bible from front to back, you realize that God really gives us two different types of promises. And it's really, really important to understand this because it anchors us in our faith. Okay? The first is a conditional promise that says, I, your God, if you do that, I will do this. And over the dawn, from the dawn of time to the present day, we've never been able to do that. We've always found a way to simply drop the ball. But the unconditional promises, where God says, I am going to do because I am who I am, and because I love you, and because you don't even deserve it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Those are unconditional promises, and those are the promises that we can take with us forever, and we can trust them. Abram trusted that story. Here's a man that was literally old enough to be thinking about, you know, is tomorrow my last day? And he had no heir. He really didn't do anything to this point to deserve the promise that God gave him, but God said, a slave in your house will not be your heir. You will have a son, and he will be your heir. An unconditional promise. He asked nothing of Abram. But Abram had faith in what God said, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. That same unconditional promise that Abraham lived in, not only that he would be the father of a great nation, but in the promise of a Savior, is completed and given in our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he says the kingdom, the Father gives you the kingdom. The kingdom was standing before them. In the man, the Savior, the Lord, we know as Jesus. And it's in him that we can trust. And we can trust that promise that whatever comes at us in this life, right straight through death's dark door to the light beyond it. And living in that promise of the kingdom, it prepares us and it keeps the lamp lit. Jesus speaks about being ready. What do we do that? Do we get up in the morning? Do we have a checklist? I'd fail miserably. I have to tell you, it just wouldn't work. And yet, living in that promise, living in the gift of the kingdom, if we're there and that's what we carry, the lamp is always lit. We're always ready. We're there to meet the master when the master knocks. But it's the great gift of God's kingdom in and through our Lord Jesus Christ that sustains us, that holds us, that keeps us, and will in this life and in the life to come. And it is that that we should strive for on a daily basis, that we live and we act, we speak, we do through this, trusting in a promise that God made to each and every one of you. And God always keeps his promise. Always. Look for the kingdom. Seek the kingdom in your life. Seek Christ. And everything else will take care of itself. Amen.